This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. We are in open enrollment season, where companies invite employees to choose from an array of exceptionally confusing healthcare plans, and typically they deliver the news that they're sticking workers with more of the bill. This is creating a big market for apps that help people shop around for the best deals on prescription drugs. But even as they aid comparison shopping, the rise of this industry could also lead to an increase in the overall cost of healthcare. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein explains why.
3 years ago, a couple hundred thousand consumers were finding discounts on the app GoodRx every month. Today, it's more than 3 million, says company CEO Doug Hirsch, with no sign of slowing.
We continue to see double-digit growth like every month and just, you know, tremendous traction.
GoodRx and its competitors help consumers comparison shop and point them to discounts from pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens, and they offer coupons from drug makers. Hirsch estimates consumers save about $500 million a year thanks to his company, the nation's largest drug app.
I literally got an email the other day from someone who had gotten a liver transplant, where they were saying, you know, it's going to be rent or it's going to be the drugs that I need to keep me alive. And they were saying, you know, using your product is allowing me to be able to keep a roof over my head and at the same time be able to take the drugs I need.
Drug app makers, the pharmaceutical industry, and some patient advocacy groups argue the rise of this software helps make meds more affordable. On paper, that means patients will take their pills and avoid getting sick again, a problem the federal government pegs at $300 billion a year.
Lowering the cost is helpful, but it's insufficient to make a big change in this problem.
Harvard health policy professor Steven Sumerai has worked on getting people the drugs they need for nearly 40 years. He says sometimes the problem has nothing to do with money. Some people forget to take their medicine. Others don't like the side effects. Given the limited benefit, some healthcare people wonder if these money-saving apps that offer discounts and drug maker coupons may do more harm than good.
Couponing is definitely contributing to the high prices that we face for new pharmaceuticals.
Rena Conti is an economist at the University of Chicago. Coupons help patients sidestep high copays. So Conti says a consumer may get a great deal, but insurers are still on the hook for their share of the prescription.
Coupons make patients less willing to switch from high-cost drugs to low-cost drugs. And therefore, insurers have less ability to negotiate discounts off of high prices from manufacturers.
And she says drug prices continue their steady climb. One report estimates couponing could raise prescription drug spending by $32 billion over the next decade. Pharma certainly sees this as a winning strategy, as drug makers have increased the number of coupons by at least 61% since 2012. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.